The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. Universal Basic Income. For those of you just tuning in, that's what Mark is proceeding to begin to tell us about in Finland, where this is going to, is this going to completely replace welfare, Mark? What is the proposal? Oh, sorry about that. Let's try this one more
time. That's the notion proposed by this article, and what I find most intriguing.
Oh, so wait, this is just a proposal in a news magazine, not or in an opinion journal, not an actual.
No, so I've actually done some research during the break, and apparently they're going to be carrying out this experiment in Finland over the next 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so the idea is they're transitioning, and we don't know what that transition is going to look like. But that transition could be good or could be bad, and I think that what was really great about this particular article and about the notion of universal basic income is it's a wonderful foil to discuss every social welfare program out there. And there are so many things that we don't even consider as social welfare programs that are. And I think that the biggest one is probably the government school system. If you were going to create a government school system today, you would not do it the way that it is. It is awful. It's a terrible system that basically institutionalizes kids, incentivizes terrible behavior and ignorance. It's a government bureaucrat make work program. It is awful from top to bottom. There's almost nothing you can say good about the United States public school system. And it's defended roundly by people. If you can discuss the universal basic income or credits, voucher systems or things like that, you can kind of begin to draw in somebody who would dismiss the notion of freedom around these areas. You can begin to draw them into a conversation about efficiency. And the free market is always, almost always, the most efficient way to handle any particular activity.
Is the proposal here to give, so you said,
I'll finish reading for you if you'd like.
Yes, but so far, I want to recap for people just tuning in. You've said that the proposal is that it'll be $900 per month for every single individual. Is it adults or do kids get this too?
I think it's individual. Each citizen is the terminology.
Every citizen receives $900 per month from the government. Now, is the proposal that also the government will stop handling schools and then each individual will have to then decide where to send their kids?
I'm looking at a PowerPoint presentation from the Finnish government. And what they're proposing is an experiment to begin in 2017 and last 2 years. In 2019, results will then be evaluated. They are going to, for the experiment, have volunteers, and it's going to be two-stage sampling among volunteers, a treatment group, and a control group. And they don't really explain how they determine that. But then the next slide says experimental settings, an example of an optimal research setting, nothing selected yet. To get scientifically reliable results and evidence for policy making, the experiment must include a sufficient number of households rather than individuals, be nationally representative, a nation-level randomization, approximately 10,000 cases, include county-level experiments, random sampling of approximately 10% of a county, local experiments in order to capture institutional and interaction effects and various externalities.
And so the experiment will give a portion, 10% of the people, the basic income. Is that the proposal?
The proposal is they need to have about 10,000 people nationwide and approximately 10% of a single county. So they want to make sure that in at least one county, they've got 10% of the people.
Okay.
They want municipalities with 10 and 30% random samplings and at least two municipalities with 100% samples.
Some people can be pretty jealous of their neighbors over this, getting $900 a month. Mark, there's more to this proposal from the magazine City Journal.
And just one more thing. They do mention in the slideshow several variants of the universal basic income. And sometime later this year, they are going to decide which model or models will actually wind up being experimented with during the two-year test.
Okay. So to me, the devil is definitely in the details on the universal basic income. And I wouldn't propose, propose it simply because of what I believe it does to the human species. I think that...
By that you mean getting people on welfare, taking away their incentives?
Well, this isn't welfare. This is for everybody. But yeah,
it's
basically
welfare.
That.
If you give welfare to everyone, it's still
everybody.
Welfare.
Okay. They put up signs at public parks or at national parks not to feed the bears because the bears become dependent on the food and then they are no longer able to fend for themselves in the wild. It also can affect the numbers of the bears, the nutrition, and a variety of other things like that. Everything that I just said about feeding the bears can be said about giving people free money.
And there's also the fact that this is basically, you're going to have to print this, right? I mean, they're going to be printing some of this money, I suspect.
Is this going to
come from taxes?
This is a euro. So they, the...
Really?
Yeah. So Finland doesn't print money.
Interesting.
Not entirely accurate.
Okay, help me out on that.
Members of the Eurozone still have central banks that are authorized to print money, but they have to do it in conjunction with Eurozone rules.
Okay.
So, the Federal Reserve, there's 12 Federal Reserve banks in the United States. So the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta can't just decide, we want to print this much money.
Well,
they can only print as much as what the central, the main Federal Reserve says, Atlanta, this is how much you can print.
But the difference is the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta isn't incentivized in any way, shape, or form to fund the Atlantan government.
Correct.
Whereas the European version of the Federal Reserve Bank that is in Finland is highly motivated to solve Finland's financial problems. Let's think about Greece for a moment here. If Greece could just print the money to pay back the European Union or the lenders of the European Union or whatever, there wouldn't have been a Grecian crisis in the first place.
So this money's going to come from tax dollars then. This is going to come from, the wealthy.
It does currently.
Well, it's either going to come from printing or it's going to come from tax dollars, right?
It doesn't come from fairies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So going on.
It comes from Bernie Sanders.
In return for the UBI, that's the Universal Basic Income, however, the public accepts the elimination of most welfare services. Currently, the Finnish government offers a variety of income-based assistance programs for everything from housing to children's education to property installation. Axing these programs should free up enough public resources to finance the UBI. So this is a reallocation of funds.
Restructuring the welfare program.
Right. This is a restructuring as opposed to an increase is the idea. Now, I don't know. I can tell you that I did the math on every American getting something like $2,000 a month, and it came up to like $7 trillion. Maybe I punched the numbers in wrong, but I did it more than one time.
Okay.
I'll go on. The bureaucracy that currently governs welfare payments will disappear. There will no longer be any need to ask the government for help, or any ability, let's say, because there certainly will be a need. You give everybody $900, and you can believe there's plenty of people that will be broke by the third of the month.
They're still going to blow it on drugs and alcohol or whatever.
Nor to fit out. But what you're making an excuse, what you're to many people's minds, what you're saying right now, the words that just came out of your mouth, is reasoning for the social welfare programs that we have today. We need to check. We need to make sure that they're not doing drugs. We need to make sure that what their home life is like. We need to check. We need to send bureaucrats. An army of bureaucrats failing at every turn is what the solution that most people have for the problems that you're proposing.
All right, so if they're talking about getting rid of all of the government welfare programs and the bureaucrats behind it, then I can see where what your argument was, that this would be, you know, more freedom-oriented. I wouldn't use the term libertarian, because it's still funded by force. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch a 90-minute documentary film about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame. We caught it all on video, and he never hurt anybody. It's a pretty entertaining movie, and it's free to watch. Go check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. We go to the phones through the phone. We're talking about so-called universal basic income. If this happens, as they're proposing in Finland, they're going to go into an experimental phase, apparently, with this. But if it does happen, they say it would result in most, not all, but almost much of the social welfare bureaucracy, the infrastructure, the various different programs being eliminated.
Yeah.
And Mark keeps saying that they're going to eliminate government schools, but I'm not seeing that in any of the stuff that I've read, even the slideshow from the Finnish government.
Well, so that's one of the things that's a concern here, right, is there's an article Mark's reading from a policy magazine directed at governments, not necessarily a government publication, and you're looking at actual slideshows created by the Finnish government.
Yes.
So it wouldn't surprise me if the reality was they create the universal basic income and they leave intact all of the welfare programs. Because, you know, you can't fire bureaucrats. Governments can't do that.
The slideshow is saying that, and let me pull up the wording here exactly, because they do mention about streamlining bureaucracy. Abolish work disincentives and diminish bureaucracy.
Diminish it, okay.
But, again, it doesn't say that they're going to eliminate any government service.
Well, and that's the idea here. I don't know what to say regarding that, but, you know,
the idea behind the income tax was it was only supposed to be on the, you know, the top 1% or whatever originally, and then it became that the idea was something different, which is where everyone's subjected to it for the most part. So ideas can change over time, and I suspect that once you start to threaten the government bureaucrats with being streamlined or eliminated, the government bureaucrats will then sue because their unions will say, whoa, you can't terminate us. Okay, fine, if you want to have a universal basic income, then you can do that, but you got to keep all our jobs, too.
Right, so they might wind up going, they've got 3 proposals. There's the full basic.
Hold the 3 proposals, if you don't mind. I want to get Socrates on the line here, calling from Nashua, New Hampshire, on Skype. Go ahead, Socrates.
Thanks, guys. You guys were talking about definitions, and unfortunately for libertarian definitions, like most definitions, they have no meaning without context, right? Context gives the meaning to the words today. So that's why liberal has no connection to a classical liberal of the past. But specifically, you can get a universal context by understanding that words like libertarian have universal principles, right, that are understood. One of them, one of the centerpieces being the non-aggression principle. All right? Did they follow so far?
Yep, sure.
Okay. Well, Mark, I love how you always take this devil's advocate position, but for the non-aggression principle, I would you kind of gave this good argument that if you domesticate bears, right, you're going to domesticate people. Now, I argue that if you use unnecessary force against animals, right, that would that be no threat to you, but other than you do it for, just say, you raise pigs and slaughter them for, and slaughter them yourself, unless you're specifically doing it because you're trying to sustain yourself or you're trying to feed others, right, I would argue that that could perhaps be a violation of the non-aggression principle. Does this argument ring a bell?
Ah, yes, we're talking about animals.
Right. So I would maintain the principle, right? That it's saying, does the non-aggression principle extend to animals?
I'd say no, it doesn't. You know, one of the things about that you need to consider is that if you're going to give animals all of the benefits of you know, sort of anthropomorphization, right? You're going to say you are essentially a human to me, then you need to hold them responsible for all those things too. And you know, like the fact is that animals, especially of the, I think it's the K variety is what pigs are. Pigs, rabbits, rats, these animals that have large litters, they're destructive. They just devour everything in their area. So what you're proposing in saying that animals have the same rights as humans is essentially destruction of life on this planet as we know it.
Well, let me be clear. I maintain that if people have pets by choice, right? You have dogs, you have cats, right? I'm kind of on the notion that an animal that you physically, you know, domesticate to the point where they are restricted to their physical area, right? Say, like, most cats are quote-unquote indoor cats, right? Or the claws are removed, things like this, right? You now have a moral responsibility to that animal's life. Right, and so by the same effect, right? You are raising by choice breeding pigs.
Yep.
Now, if you're saying that these pigs, obviously, would they be destructive, or would they just be a nice target for a fox or a wolf to get a nice snack? Right.
Well, so these domestic pigs get to be sometimes as large as 900 pounds. There's nothing besides a human being that's going to bring down a full-sized boar. And they're going to have to use a gun to do it. That it is the rare human that can jump on the back of a pig with a knife in their teeth and manage to bring that pig home for dinner. So if you're...
And Mark Edge is that rare
no,
human.
No, I am not. Mm. But I will I will point you to southern states across the United States, the island of Hawaii, where pigs have gotten loose. And these places, in many cases, have no season. It is open season on killing pigs because they're just destructive as they could possibly be. And farmers, you can go on YouTube and watch videos of people using dynamite to blow up herds of pigs that they've trapped and baited.
No, I'm familiar. I've lived in Hawaii for a few years before moving to New Hampshire. And the argument is, right, if you have a cat, right,
yep.
Generally, right, you could say cats are destructive when they're strays. They become a nuisance, right? Does that justify going out and shooting stray cats because they're destructive on the environment? They
not under birds. The non-aggression principle. So if a person is out in the street is annoying me, I can't go out and shoot them. However, what I'm telling you is that you would not be able to grow crops to feed a vegetarian lifestyle, a vegan lifestyle, if you didn't do something about animals, specifically K versions, which I'm talking about pigs. One of the reasons I think pigs are so great is because they're just such prolific breeders. Pork is a lot less costly than beef.
True, but you would also say that there's retaining value in having a cow versus having a pig, because a pig, right, a cow, you could be have a long-term source of dairy.
Yep.
Right? So there's a long
before you go on, interesting side note, a sow produces more milk in many cases than a cow does. Now, obviously not the cows that are bred for domestic milk production, but when you're talking about heritage breeds of cows, a full-grown sow can produce more milk. It's just that she has greedy little piglets sucking it up. So in a world of in absence of cows, they might have a sow milking machine.
All right, I do have one challenge for Ian at the end.
Stand by, Socrates. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We'll continue with the universal basic income as well. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's a universal basic income or animal rights, you know, we'll talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And Daryl W. Perry, who is running for president in a historic campaign, having announced his running mate as Will Coley, the very first ever Muslim candidate for vice president in all of American political history. An incredible announcement made about a week or so ago. Actually, just a week ago.
One week ago, yes.
1 week ago, already garnering more press coverage. As a result, the Muslim community is apparently abuzz with the news. I'm very excited about it.
I've heard people on Facebook critiquing this as a publicity stunt.
Great. Let's have great publicity stunts for Daryl. I support that.
I, you know, on one hand, I understand what they're saying. Clearly, you know, like,
we libertarians do not think we need any publicity whatsoever for our ideas because they're so good, people will find out about them without any publicizing.
Every press release from any candidate is supposed to be basically a publicity stunt.
So on one hand,
these are people who know nothing about promoting themselves.
No, these people are a-holes who are closet bigots that don't want to come out and say, I hate Muslims. Mm, that's in a lot of cases what you're dealing with here. So on one hand, Will Coley is an articulate individual who can express the ideas of liberty quite well.
Yes.
If he were a Christian or atheist or whatever, he would be a dime a dozen among the libertarian community, right?
Right?
Like, there's a lot of people who can articulate themselves well. But Will happens to be Muslim and qualified.
Yeah.
So I think that from those two angles, on one hand, I see the point about publicity. On the other hand, you look like a bigot if you say it. And that's just the way that is.
Right. And also, because it's Will Coley, had I not mentioned in the press release Will Coley's a Muslim, then everybody would be saying, why are you trying to hide the fact that he's a Muslim?
Right. It's just dumb.
Okay, so put it in the headline, and let's see how much press we get. Because I could have just as easily said, Daryl Perry names redneck running mate. Would have been as equally a factual statement, but would not have garnered anywhere near as much publicity.
So, DarylWPerry.com is your campaign website. Where are you headed this weekend, Daryl?
This weekend, I am heading to Louisiana. Speaking of rednecks, actually, they're Cajuns down in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Flying into New Orleans and driving to Baton Rouge.
And risking being swept into the Napoleonic justice system, right?
Yes, I will try to be a good boy.
A dangerous place to be for a freedom lover.
I have no outstanding warrants in Louisiana. It's South Carolina that I basically have a no trespass order into the entire state.
So wait, when is the convention this weekend?
I'm leaving Friday. Convention is Saturday.
Okay. Is there a debate?
I believe so.
Okay.
There's like five conventions that are happening this weekend, and most of the candidates are going to Louisiana.
Okay, good.
So I believe there's going to either be a debate or some sort of forum sort of thing.
DarylWPerry.com. Check out his campaign site as he rolls toward the ultimate national convention in late May.
Memorial Day weekend.
Orlando. Let's go back to Socrates in New Hampshire. You had another point you wanted to make, so go ahead, or question, or whatever.
No, I just wanted to bring it back to the topic at hand, and domesticating the population through this universal income, a monthly stipend for all the population.
A monthly welfare check for everyone in a country is the proposal.
Take this to a micro level, right? If you raise a baby, right, and you train this baby that they're going to always have an income check, right? Just they never have an incentive to work. They never have an incentive to go out and better themselves.
Some parents do this. They call it an allowance.
That's true.
But when I was younger, my allowance was in return for work, so I had to like take the garbage out in order to get my allowance. So it wasn't, I guess, the same concept. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, but the idea is on a massive scale, right? On a micro scale, if you domesticate the person where they have no incentive to work, they become the equivalent of what Mark just said, letting pigs loose on the society. They become destructive because the only thing they do is drain resources rather than produce. Right, because now they're going just to be demanding what increases based on inflation, or maybe those that have a hard time demand more. Right, it's going to lead towards violence initially in some form. So I bring this back to the non-aggression principle. Right, if you actually raise a child to be basically be domesticated and have no incentive to work, you're a bad parent. In the same respect, if you actually raise an animal to the point that you say, well, okay, I'm just going to domesticate these pigs, Mark, right? And the only service they provide, right, is food for you. And there comes to a point where there is no...
They also clear out land.
Humans. Say again?
Pigs also will clear off land.
So so will domesticated humans, right? They'll just eat fish, right? If you never learn, if like right, the person that gets fed a fish, right, never learns the fish.
Right.
The idea that the humans can become a drain is specifically based on how much they're being supplemented. If you domesticate the population, right, you become the same as an animal, right? And that the point that I have to Ian. Is Ian, you took the moral responsibility to bring in a dog to your house, and you, at a certain point you said, well, this dog is becoming a drain on me. I better end his life.
No.
Does that not apply to humans when they go, well, these people are just becoming drains. Let's just end them. Let's just terminate their lives. Where's the divide?
Well, the difference, I guess, would be the idea that humans have rights by common agreement between human beings. This comes back to the discussion of animal rights versus human rights. The idea being that you can't have something else cannot have rights unless it can reciprocate the giving of those rights to those who are giving.
Well, what he's saying is that humans, domesticated humans that are entitled to some kind of ongoing payment, they have no rights because they can't reciprocate them. In many cases, people who are not producing.
Why couldn't those people reciprocate rights if you have the agreement?
Because they're living off of other people. They're just.
But under the universal program thing, everyone is receiving a welfare check.
That's the end result. That's saying on a micro scale, when it's applied on a massive scale, then you have the problem of the pigs getting loose and becoming in a massive drain on resources, on the economy.
Well, and we know that the government's going to exterminate whoever they darn well please, because the government doesn't actually believe in rights. They only pander to that idea when it's convenient to them. But obviously, you know, I love my dog Jazzy, but if she gets to the point where her life is so difficult that it's making our lives more difficult, then yeah, I will have to make the decision to end her life. I don't look forward to that day, and I hope I don't have to. I hope she dies peacefully in her sleep one day, and I don't have to make that choice. But ultimately, I will have to do that. And that's because Jazzy can't reciprocate rights to me. She can't go enter into an agreement where she will agree to, you know, the same things I'm willing to agree for her. So that's the
reason that you'd be making that decision is because in her place, at a certain point, you would say, I'm too much of a burden on my family.
Right.
I need to go. And I think that many humans are that way. They're like, look,
That's why a lot of humans have living wills of if I'm ever in a coma,
right. Please pull
and
the plug.
There's, you know, zero chance or less than X percent chance of me ever coming out of the coma, pull the plug.
Thanks, Socrates, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
A point on the universal basic income where Socrates was saying that essentially everybody who would be getting this would be disincentivized from working. Well, not really. In a world where you're guaranteed $900, $1,000 a month,
some people are going to want more.
You're going to definitely want more. So this universal basic income wouldn't have sort of the caps that welfare does. Welfare says, oh, you can't earn this much, you can't have a car more than that, mm-hmm. You know, a whole variety of
disqualified.
A friend of mine was looking for assistance from the state, and she couldn't do it because her car was worth too much, and she would have to sell her car, get a different car. It made no sense.
And then it would, you know, encourage some people to take that leap of faith to start a business of, well, now I'm guaranteed something to fall back on if the business fails.
Could be. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll certainly keep our eyes on this. And I know, Daryl, you had a few points that you wanted to bring up. We'll get to those, hopefully. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to share your thoughts on whether it's the universal basic income concept or animal rights, red light tickets. We've been all on those issues tonight. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do your shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links there. Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. You go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Very, very simple. You get the stuff you're looking for at the typical Amazon. Great prices, huge selection, awesome reviews. You know what you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with universal basic income. Daryl, you had a little bit more you wanted to share on it. Also, first, we go to the phones, to Skype, in this case, where Brian is on the line in California. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. I just had to call because it's just so painful watching guys trying to rationalize animal rights, if they exist at all, with the non-aggression principle especially. So, okay, so let me just disclose.
Thankfully, you are here to bring your brilliance to the discussion and set everyone straight. Even though I don't know if we were talking about the non-aggression principle, I think we were just talking about animal rights, but go ahead.
I think it was mentioned by Socrates. Go ahead.
Rights and non-aggression, it's very hard to separate the two. I mean, well, anyways.
Not for me. Anyway, go ahead.
I just throw them away. So let me just...
Yeah, throw away rights. I mean, who cares about that stuff, right? You should just be able to use and abuse humans, right, Brian?
Again, rights don't make any sense without anyone providing them. Okay, so I couldn't find anything to describe myself.
Well, rights make sense because they're an agreement. You don't have to. No one has to hand them down or provide them. They are an agreement entered into between humans that helps humans interact with one another and helps us not kill each other and, you know, act like savages.
Again, it doesn't make any sense. who decides what.
It may not make sense to you, but I think most people in this room understand.
No, you can't take that for granted because liberals think we have rights to education, healthcare, and all that.
I think Brian's right.
Say they're wrong.
Brian's right is that the definition. Okay, so for me, Brian, and this is really important, rights stem from ownership, and it with you know rights are just a
also
function.
Another idea.
Yeah, function.
It sounds like another right.
Right. It's owner. Yeah, I mean it's
an agreement between humans. That's what ownership
is. Absolutely an agreement between humans. Like you and I are standing in front of each other. You have a hat on. I don't. I grab your hat. I put it on my head. In one world, it'd be like, oh yeah, we're sharing. In another world,
don't agree.
I'm just a jerk stealing your hat. So yes, I concur with you. The different humans have different sort of ideas on what ownership is, and that what our job as libertarians is to define very specifically what ownership means.
I'm just frustrated because you seem to be introducing just another right here, a right to ownership.
That's right. It's an agreement between humans, and not all humans
I don't
agree.
Think that you're it's another right. I think it is the right.
Well, that's your opinion, Mark, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, but some people don't even believe in property.
Okay, just for a second, okay, let me propose my view on I'm just going to drop rights analysis totally and non-aggression and introduce my view on how to analyze things properly, rationally, right?
I don't know if it's right. I doubt it, but go ahead.
Yeah, being here, okay, that's rational. Okay, so I couldn't find anything to label myself, right? Obviously, I'm not a libertarian because I don't endorse every person's liberty, right?
Yeah, so, you from what you've said before, you actually believe in, you know, telling people what to do and controlling
no,
them.
No, not necessarily, right? I don't straw man me. Come on. So
that's
okay,
my understanding of what you've said. You believe that you know how things should be organized.
It's a misunderstanding, obviously. You haven't even heard my moral views. Usually you hear my criticisms of yours.
Ah, okay.
So let me articulate it.
So you don't believe that you should use the aggression on others. I'm pretty sure you've said that you embrace aggression previously.
Do you know the logical negation of the non-aggression principle, which is the statement, all aggression is immoral? You know what the logical negation of that is?
I don't know.
It's some aggression is moral, right? And that's what I believe.
Okay.
Not all
right, so you do agree with aggression. In certain cases.
Okay, so again, the logical negation of...
The certain cases are the ones you think are it's worthy of using aggression for, right?
Yes. No.
Because you know what's best.
That begs the question, right? When is it, then what are these cases of some? I mean...
Sure. Go ahead. Let us know.
And so let me articulate. Okay, I label myself what's called an ego utilitarian, right?
You made that up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's nothing available that they came close to mine. I mean, there's.
I think it's a good term for you because you know it's you are all about the ego and you're about what you consider
is one half of it.
You right. And I was going to say and you are about what you consider is most important for people that you are willing to use aggression to achieve the you know the ends of that you think are important.
Yeah.
So you're
not
utilitarian.
All the time. I so look at this. I say that aggression is a very expensive option, but it is not infinitely expensive. It's like
yeah, bullets are cheap.
No, come on. So it's like saying okay, a Ferrari is expensive, therefore you should never buy it. That's how I see how obtuse the non-aggression principle is.
That's a moral statement, and you've already rejected morality, so we know you don't agree with that.
I reject your morality. So if you look at my morality, so I start from evolution, and I deduce morality from its perspective, and nothing else matters.
Meaning you think it's moral in certain circumstances to use aggression.
Yes.
Right.
That's fair to say.
Yeah.
No, that's the first fair thing you've said so far. And I know you tried to portray it as something evil. But actually, let me.
Yeah, it's, in my opinion, evil, which is why I consider it immoral to use aggression, even if you think that the ends are worth the means.
Give me a couple minutes to expand my viewpoint, okay?
I can't guarantee you anything. Go ahead, though.
Okay, so I just wanted to... I'm an ego utilitarian, right? And so I believe that the focus of any actor is the meta-self, what I call the meta-self. Because I felt self-interest was insufficient, right? Obviously, we care about our kids, and there's some type, and friends and family and people we trade with, and there's some type of relationship there. There's even some points where self-sacrifice may be necessary.
You've defined a new kind of self and called it meta-self? Is that what's happened here? Oh, man. This sounds like a good theory. Why did we need
it
a new
is,
self?
I'm not trying to be like metaphysical here. This is not really metaphysical, even though...
Okay.
It shares a common prefix. Metaself is actually kind of mathematical, right? I needed something because I want to apply game theory to this later on, mathematical game theory, and come up with logical consequences that might turn out to be somewhat cool. This is somewhat evolutionary morality, right? So it should be in accordance with economics too. This is why
is economics evolutionary too?
All over the map.
Economics is I see economics as just a strategy for an actor. Right? So you're trying to optimize your strategy. That's it. I mean, for any actor, but evolution selects the optimum set of strategy for you, not you. Value is not subjective, and I don't want to get into that.
Is not subjective.
Yeah, value. I don't want to get into that here. Why even mention it?
Well,
because it is.
He's just
important.
Throwing out all of these, you know, ideas into the mix in some way to explain something that he has spent hours explaining on his YouTube channel in a 2-minute time frame. So good luck. Keep going.
Okay, so the focus of any actor is the meta-self, right? So therefore the rational...
No, I don't agree with you. Whenever you say right,
no,
it doesn't necessarily mean I agree with you.
That's his verbal crutch.
Yeah, it's a verbal crutch.
That's like some people saying,
Right.
Oh, just hear me out first, okay? I know you...
We're trying. We're hearing you, but I don't know if we're understanding you.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Okay, so the meta-self...
Keep spitting words out.
The meta-self is your concept, right?
So it's your concept, sir.
You even have a concept. Ian has a concept. Everyone has a concept.
What is my concept? Can you help me with it?
It's a definition set that describes you perfectly, that has every description of you. Right.
How long is it?
Does it have a-hole in there?
Do I have to keep it below 100 words?
A-hole.
I'm sure mine does.
So if you really look at it this way, right, and then you attribute weighting to it, it kind of everything makes it. But let me go on. There's a calculation using this meta-self, a weighted meta-self.
You're killing me, brother.
Yeah.
Seriously. Do you have the formula for this calculation?
No.
Oh, okay, thank God.
It's all in his head.
But nature forces you to try to...
Okay.
Try.
Okay.
It's like it forces you to play the game. And the more accurate you are to the actual the weighted meta-self in your calculation, the more...
I think you're the only one who has understood the last... However many dozens of words have come out of your mouth, and okay, this is the.
I think Brian is dangerously intelligent, it's sort of expressing these ideas in the words that exist in the English
right,
language.
Right. The danger is he's using all of this as an excuse to justify aggression in certain circumstances. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. Folks who want to learn more about this rambling nonsense can go to your YouTube channel, which TJ found last night. Just search for MetaSelf, and you'll find 25-minute-plus long, 2-hour-long videos where Brian attempts to explain his beliefs and whatever you want to call that. So there you go.
I'm still curious about this calculation, and he said something about a game. It sounds like in war games, the only way to win is not to play.
Let me tell you, you don't want to play by watching his YouTube videos.
Yeah, the only way to win is not to play.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.